This podcast offers hope and real stories of survival from one man's perspective. Its contents are for informational purposes only. The materials presented are not intended as a substitute for professional diagnosis or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified mental health provider. If you believe you or another individual is suffering a mental health crisis, seek medical attention immediately.
Hi, dear listeners. You are listening to the Bipolar Pinoy channel. This is your host, Robbie Mendez. As we prepare for the new year, let us talk about the pandemic that is still sweeping the nation and the world. My experience all throughout this worldwide calamity, how it affected me as a bipolar person, and how I was able to manage my condition during these difficult times. I would also like to share some tips on how to deal with depression, should it occur, and how to maintain a positive outlook in life during these troubling moments in our lives. Let us start then. The coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic is the defining global health crisis of our time and the greatest challenge we have faced since World War II. Since its emergence in Asia during the latter part of 2019, the virus has spread in every continent except Antarctica. But the pandemic is not just a health crisis. It is a socioeconomic crisis as well. Every day, people are losing jobs and income, with no way of knowing when normality would return. As such, the 2019 coronavirus disease pandemic poses a threat to society's mental health. In the Southeast Asian region, the Philippines is one of the countries that has been affected the most by the COVID-19 pandemic. Socioeconomic-wise, the Philippines, like any other country that has been hit by the pandemic, has suffered enormously. Bereavement, isolation, loss of income and fear are triggering mental health conditions, or exacerbating existing ones. Many people may be facing increased levels of alcohol and drug use, insomnia, and anxiety. That being said, how does the COVID-19 pandemic affect me as a bipolar person? To answer that question, we need to go further back in time, months before the pandemic even started. When the year 2019 began, I was experiencing somewhat of a depressive state. Several of my tenancy businesses have no occupancy, while others are generating low income returns. My mind was always encountering racing thoughts, most of which are related to the emotional and psychological state that I am in during the time. There was this very dark, gloomy and hopeless feeling brewing inside me that I couldn't easily shake off. Emptiness surrounded me every day, that there are times I wished I could escape it all, if only I could. Due to the emotional stress and anxiety I was feeling, I get easily pissed off by even the slightest mistake or infraction my housemates would commit. I was too critical then and somewhat very pessimistic. I would wake up every day feeling sad and lonely, even if there was nothing to be miserable about in the first place. My family and I are still living a comfortable lifestyle. My relationship with my family is doing great, and that I have no problems at the time that could not be resolved. In short, life is good to me so far, and yet I had all this negativity inside me telling me otherwise. That was how my life basically went during that entire year. When October came, I decided to immediately have our Christmas tree put up, just to start the festive mood in the house. As you may well know, we Filipinos are fond of celebrating the Christmas season early, maybe because of our jovial nature and family-oriented culture. It is not an exaggeration whenever foreigners say that it is more fun to celebrate Christmas here in the Philippines. I then started to buy gifts for my family and friends. I went shopping online, buying clothes, makeup, household items, appliances, cell phone accessories and robot toys for my collection. I did most of my shopping using my good old dependable credit card, which would eventually turn out to be a very bad move for me. I believe that my uncontrollable shopping during that time was brought about by my need to dispel the lingering depression I felt during the rest of the year. I thought then that if I buy most of the things I wanted, it might at least give me the satisfaction that I needed, thus helping me boost the happy hormones I sorely needed. As we opened the gifts during Christmas Eve, it was only then did we all realize the magnitude of the mania I was in, because of the number of gifts I have bought for everybody. Yet with all these gifts right in front of me, and amidst all the celebration and festivities, The inexplicable feeling of sadness did not fade, nor did the sense of emptiness inside me. When the COVID-19 pandemic was made public, a lot of people started to panic. Especially when the Philippines had its first confirmed case in March of 2020, Filipinos started panic buying. It started with the face masks. In a matter of days, all the shelves in every pharmaceutical and grocery store in our locality became empty, as Filipinos bought face masks not just by the dozen, but by the hundreds. Even online shopping sites weren't able to cope up with the growing need. As the law of supply and demand states, the higher the demand yet the lower the supply, the price of the commodity increases. Soon, face masks were being sold at 3 to 4 times its original price. Fortunately, the government took quick action to address the situation. The next item to be affected by the pandemic was the alcohol, since doctors, medical personnel, scientists, and health practitioners advised the public to disinfect their hands as frequently as possible, since the virus couldn't survive when it comes in contact with it. Slowly, the numbers of those infected with the COVID-19 virus rose, until such time, our city and its surrounding areas were needed to be placed under quarantine, in order to stop the virus from spreading further to other cities and provinces. Our local officials issued quarantine passes for those who would buy the basic needs of each household like food and water. Unnecessary travel was strictly prohibited, and anyone caught without a quarantine pass or face mask would face disciplinary action. I remember the first time I went out during the start of the quarantine in our area. It was like a scene from an apocalyptic movie. All I could see were empty streets. Barely a few people could be seen outside, usually selling fruits or vegetables. Everywhere you look, there are policemen and some local officials manning checkpoints, in almost every street corner. Yet, as I was cruising along the eerie streets, I did not feel any fear nor any anxiety in me. I was surprised that for the very first time, I was again feeling okay about myself and my surrounding. One of my assistants who was with me at the time, couldn't control her emotions and said to me, "Sir, this is too scary. It's like the world is coming to an end." We went to the market, then to the groceries. You can easily sense the fear and paranoia in everyone's eyes, even if they have their face masks on. The thought of the COVID-19 virus, lingering in the air is enough to send chills to everyone. Upon coming home, my wife immediately asked what was going on outside. She asked me how the situation was. The tone in her voice says it all. It surely sounded like the beginning of many dark days ahead. Then it hit me. That's it. The reason why I am feeling so calm and quiet inside is because the feelings that other people have during this pandemic were the ones I felt during my depressive phase. Feeling of helplessness. Check. Feeling of inadequacy. Check. Feeling of hopelessness. Check. Fear of being broke. Check. Fear of the unknown. Check. I realized then that all the things I felt during the time, which contributes to my depression, are all there, being felt by everyone else around me. I said to myself, finally, now you know how it feels. At least now, you know how it feels like to be helpless, inadequate and fearful of a lot of things. Welcome to my world. I personally feel that this pandemic, though a tragic and devastating part of our human history, has given me equal footing with regards to other people, in terms of my emotional and psychological well-being. Since most if not all of us have experienced fear and anxiety in a very unexpected way. Due to the extraordinary situation that COVID-19 has presented itself, disrupting our normal, structured and somewhat monotonous lives, the old normal as we knew it quickly disappeared. Soon, it was replaced by what we call the new normal, where physical or social distancing, wearing of face masks and face shields, using of alcohol as frequently as possible, and the use of social media as a way of communicating with one another, and as a medium of learning in most schools, suddenly became the norm. I cannot explain it, but when COVID-19 hit Manila, the capital of the Philippines, and when the quarantine was imposed in our area, instead of being scared or anxious of what was about to happen, I felt challenged more than ever to do something about it. Maybe it is due to the fact that for years now, I always felt fear and anxiety. Depression, more than mania, became my constant companion. That is why when the pandemic came, instead of being fearful of things, I became emboldened to come up with great ideas. This is the reason why I was able to create the Bipolar Pinoy channel. This pandemic convinced me to tell my story to the world. Furthermore, I was able to collaborate with my wife in producing my first ever YouTube channel, showcasing hundreds of robot toys under my collection. On the side, I learned how to cook new dishes, discovered new skills, provided the needs of my kids for their online schooling, and together with my wife and family, was able to maximize the properties and businesses I was charged with, at least helping in bringing in much needed cash during these hard and trying times. The message that I want to get through here is, I am bipolar. I have manic episodes, and I experience depression most of the time. I was once a leader who could talk through a microphone in front of hundreds of people. But now, I am an introvert, so to speak. I fear a lot of things. I am anxious most of the time. But when catastrophe struck, not just my country, but the whole world, it tested all of us. And I was fortunate enough to say that I am one of those who decided to fight back, rather than surrender to the situation. Having bipolar disorder is like having a constant battle in your mind. Yet to those who are dealing with this mental health condition, I am living proof that we can manage our illness. If I can do it, so can you. As I have said before, you are not alone. There are many of us in the world, trying to manage this condition one day at a time. Keep the faith and hold on. For those who know someone, or is living with somebody with bipolar disorder, this pandemic has given you a glimpse of what my life feels like every day. A mind where isolation, fear, anxiety, and uncertainty is a normal thing. That is why I welcome you to my world. If you look closely, your world is not that different from mine. We all struggle, we all face the same fears, and we try to conquer them the best way we can. Mine is just a bit more complicated than yours. I hope that the next time you encounter someone with bipolar disorder, try to get past what you see or hear, and look closer using not just your eyes, but your mind as well. And try to hear people like me, not just with your ears, but also with your heart. I wish you and your loved ones all the blessings and good fortune in this coming new year. Though we are still facing this pandemic, the most reassuring thing is, we shall face this challenge together. As one family, one people, one world. This is Robbie Mendez, of the Bipolar Pinoy channel saying, stars cannot shine without darkness, and it is only in darkness that the stars shine brightest. Happy New Year, my friends. Keep safe, and God bless always.
Please help keep this podcast going by donating to our PayPal at bipolarpinoy@gmail.com. Feel free to like, share, subscribe and follow Bipolar Pinoy. You may also send your questions or comments at bipolarpinoy@gmail.com. Thank you.